Shalom to all. Welcome back to the Quick Parsha, presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the first Ali in Parshas Vayikra, that is Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Now we had just learned about the building of the Mishkan, and now we're going to learn about the Avodah done in the Mishkan. We start off Sefer Vayikra learning about Karbanos. We're going to learn about Karbanos brought from large and small animals, birds, and even flour, known as a Karban Mincha. We're going to learn about various reasons why these Karbanos are brought. Perhaps it's an Adava, simply a donation given out of the goodness of a person's heart, or perhaps because of an Avera. Now various Gemara's Darshan in these psukim with utmost dikduk, analyzing not only each word that's used, but the tense and context it's used in. These Gemaras teach tile tilim, mounds upon mounds of halachas, many which are quoted by Rashi. We are going to be sticking to just the basic pshat and chumash, doing our best to understand the flow of the psukim. So without further ado, the pasuk tells us, Vayikra al Moshe, and he called to Moshe, Vaydaber Hashem Elov, and Hashem spoke to him, Me'ayil Ma'id, from the Ayil Ma'id, Lamar, saying. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi tells us, pasuk Aleph, Vayikra al Moshe, called out to Moshe. Anytime Hashem commanded Moshe with something or spoke to him, Kadma Kriya, there was a calling out to Moshe first. L'shein Chiba, this is an expression of love and endearment to Moshe Rabbeinu. L'shein Shemalchi Asheres Mishtam Shembay, this is the Lashin, this is the way the Malachim speak to each other. Shenemar, it says, V'kara Zeh El Zeh, one calls out to another. Avol Neviyu Em Ta'olam, when Hashem reveals Himself to the other prophets of the other nations, Nigla Alayim B'lashein Arai V'toma, Hashem reveals Himself in a totally different way. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'yikar Elikim El Bilam, Hashem chanced upon Bilam. It's like he bumped into him in the street, Kaviyachol. He didn't call out to him in this loving manner the same way that he called out to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikra Moshe, the next Rashi tells us, Hakol Holich Umagiyah La'aznav, the sound of Hashem calling out went and reached his ears. Ulchal Yisrael Lo Shayman, however, no one else heard this, only Moshe Rabbeinu. Yachol, you might think, Af La'asaka Yisrael Kriya, anytime we have a break in the Chumash, there's a Psucha or a Stuma. If you take a look at a Sefer Torah, you're going to see some open parts of the Sefer Torah, and right afterwards, Hashem continues speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. You might think that when there's that break over there, Hashem also called out to Moshe Rabbeinu. Tam Leimer Vayidaber Ledibur Haisakriya V'loy Lafsakas. Only when it says Vayidaber, then Hashem called out to Moshe Rabbeinu in this loving way. So as Rashi, Mehayu Hafsakas Mishtamshes, why do we have these breaks in the Sefer Torah if Hashem is not going to call out to Moshe Rabbeinu with them? Litain Revach L'Moshe L'Hizbainin Bein Parsha L'Parsha Bein Inyan L'Inyan. This is to give Moshe Rabbeinu time and space to contemplate that which Hashem had commanded him. He needs a little bit of time just to sit and think and let everything sink in. Kavachem L'Hedyot Talimid Me'Hedyot. For sure, one regular person learning from someone else, you have to have a little bit of time just to wait and let it sink in. And the next Rashi tells us, Elov, he called out to him. Lamaitis Aaron, this excludes Aaron. Hashem did not call out to Aaron. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he tells us, Yud Gimel Dibras Nemar Bater L'Moshe Ul Aaron. There are 13 times where Hashem speaks to Moshe and Aaron. Uchenegdom, and corresponding to them, Nemar Yud Gimel Mi'utin, there are 13 exclusions. Lamaitcha Tetechu, Shaloy L'Aaron Nemru, that even when Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, he didn't actually speak to Aaron. El L'Moshe Sheyamel Aaron. He told Moshe to tell Aaron the following. Veluhin Yud Gimel Mi'utin, these are the 13 exclusions. Vadaber Itoy Midaber Elov Aidab. Rashi only brings four of them. Kulam Taras Kehanim, the rest are Taras Kehanim. Yachul, you might think, Shem was Kalakriya, that everyone else also heard Hashem's voice calling out. Tamalayma, that's why the Pasuk says, Kail Loi, Kail A Love, Maisha Shama, Vachai Yisrael Loi Shamu. Only Moshe Rabbeinu heard this voice calling out, and Bnei Yisrael did not hear the voice calling out. Let's skip the next Rashi and go to the Rashi Me'ayil Ma'id Lamar. He called out from the Ayil Ma'id. Yachol, you might think, Mikol Habayis, that the sound came from all of the Mishkan. It was like surround sound. Moshe Rabbeinu walked into the Mishkan, and from all around the Mishkan, he heard Hashem's voice. Tam Lema, that's why the Pasuk says, Me'ala Kapayres, that the voice came from on top of the Kapayres. Yachol Me'ala Kapayres Kula, you might think, the voice emanated from the entirety of the Kapayres. Tam Lema, that's why the Pasuk continues saying, Mibain Akruvim. Hashem's voice came from in between the two kruvim. And Rashi explains the last word in the pasuk, lemar saying, meaning Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, lemar saying. What's this saying doing over here? Say the emor lahem divrei kivushim. Go out and tell them encouraging words. Bishvilchem, because of you, Klal Yisrael, who nid bar imi. That's why Hashem is speaking to me. Shekein matzini, because we find. Shekol amelchas shana shayisol b'midbar kemenudin. All 38 years, the Klal Yisrael were walking around the midbar. They were like they were excommunicated. Minam raglam va'elach. This is from the meraglim and onwards. Loinis yachin adibur and Moshe. The Dibor, meaning Hashem, wasn't Isyachid. He wasn't intimate. He didn't speak to him in this endearing way. Shenemar says, Vahi kashar tamu kol anshei hamelucha lamas. It was after everyone finished dying, then Vayadabar Hashem Eli Lamar, Hashem spoke to me saying, Eli Haya Dibor, it was only to me. Only then Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in an endearing way. And the only time Hashem is going to do that is if Klal Yisrael is Roy. Davar Acher, another way of understanding this word Lamar, saying, Tseve Emrelhem Dvare, go tell them what I'm telling you. Vashiveni imikablum, and respond to me, tell me if they accept. Like it says in the pasuk, Vayashiv Moshe Devar Ha'am. So let's go back to the Chumash pasuk Beis and let's learn about the karbanos. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'marta aleim. Speak to the b'nei Yisrael and tell them, Adam, a person, ki yakiv mikem karban Hashem, that's going to bring from among you a karban Hashem min abehema. If he's going to bring it from animals, min abakar u'min atzayin takrivus karbanchem, you could bring your karban from bakar, from cattle, or from tzayin, which is from the flock. And let's just take a look at Rashi over here, pasuk Beis. Adam ki yakiv mikem kishe yakiv. This means when a person chooses to bring a karban, v'karbanos nedavin dibur ha'inyan. We're talking over here about a karban nedava. A person chooses to donate a karban to the Mishkan. Adam, lama nemar. Why does it say this word Adam? Why didn't it say the word Ish or some other word? Ma Adam Arishan, lo hekriv min agazel. Just like Adam Arishan, when he brought his karbanis, he didn't steal it from anyone. Shakal hayashalai, everything belonged to him. Afatem lo hekriv min agazel. You're also not allowed to bring a karban from a stolen animal. The pasuk had said habehema, which is referring to a domesticated animal. Yachal afchai bechlal. You might think that you're allowed to bring a wild animal, such as a deer or something else. Tamalemer, bakar vatsayin. You're only allowed to bring from cattle and sheep. You're only allowed to bring from domesticated animals and not from wild animals. So let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Gimel. Im oila karbonai, if his karbon is going to be an oila, which is a burnt offering, the entire karbon is burnt on the Mizbeach, min habakar, and he chooses to bring it from cattle, zachar tam yakrivenu, it has to be an unblemished male. Zachar, it has to be male, it's not allowed to be female, and tamim, it's not allowed to have a mom, it's not allowed to have a blemish. El Pesach ha'almayid yakriv oisai, he should bring it to the entrance of the almayid, lert sinai, according to his will, lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. And what does he do with this karbon? V'samach yad el resha oila, he shall lean his hands on the head of this oila. Now this is a concept called smicha. He leans his entire body weight on the head of this animal. Some karbanos have smicha, some karbanos don't have smicha. Over here we see that a karban oila has smicha. V'samach yad al resh ha'oila, he leans his head on the head of the oila. V'nirtza lo l'chaper olav, and it's pleasing for him as an atonement for him. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, pasuk dalid. Why exactly is an atonement for him? Let's see the third Rashi over here, dibra maschil v'nirtza lo amahu maratza lo. Why exactly is it a ritzui for him? Is it pleasing for him? What exactly is he getting atoned for? Rashi explains, im taimal krisus misas bezdin, oi misa b'dei shemayim, oi malkos, if you're going to say he's getting atoned for in a very he did that he would be chayiv karis for, or misas bezdin, or misa b'dei shemayim, or he should get malkos for that, hari anshan amur, we already have different parashias to tell us what type of punishment he gets. So Rashi explains, ha'inim rata, el al ha'sei v'alav shinita glasei, this is a karbon that's making a ritzoy for him, it's atoning for him, for some sort of ha'sei that he was over, or alav shinita glasei, let's say he didn't do a mitzvah that he should have done, he didn't shake lula, for example, so this karbon that he's bringing right now is going to be atonement for not doing that assay. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Hey, and what exactly is happening to this karban after he leans his hands on it? V'shachar is ben habakar l'fnei Hashem, and he should shech this ben habakar, this cattle, in front of Hashem. V'krivu b'nei Aaron ha'kehanim esadam, and the b'nei Aaron, the kehanim, shall bring the blood. V'zarko esadam al mizbeach saviv, and they throw the blood around the mizbeach asher pesach ha'el ma'id, which is at the entrance to the ha'el ma'id. Now let's just take a look at the first Rashi over here in Pasuk Hey. V'shachat v'krivu ha'kehanim, and he shall shech it. Rashi tells us mikabala ve'elach mitzvas kahuna, from kabbalah, from catching the blood as it comes out of the animal, and from on, that's what a kohen has to do. But limit al shchita shekshera bazar, the shchita of the carbon itself is permitted with a non-kohen. So the owner of the carbon himself can actually shech the carbon, but after the shchita, the kohen picks up the avoida and he takes it from there. And back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, v'hevshet es ha'oil, and he shall skin the oil of nitach esel and sochel and cut it into its pieces. V'nasenu b'nei Aharon ha'kohen esh al mizbeach, and the b'nei Aharon, the kohen, shall place fire on the mizbeach v'archu etzem al esh and arrange wood on the fire. Let's take a look at the first Rashi in Pasuk Zion over here, v'nasenu esh, and they shall put fire. Afal pisho esh yeredes min ha'shamayim, even though we know the fire came down from Shemayim, mitzvah l'havi min ha'hedyet, it's still a mitzvah for the kohen himself to arrange fire and put fire on the mizbeach. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. V'archu b'nei Aaron ha'kohanim, and b'nei Aaron, the kohanim, shall arrange es ha'nesachim, all these pieces, es ha'resh ves ha'padr, the head and the fats, alo etzim, on this wood, asher alo esh, which is on the fire, asher alo mizbeach, which is on the mizbeach. Let's jump to Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. The third Rashi in the Pasuk of Es HaPader and the fats, Lama Nemer, why is it the Pasuk singles out the fats should be put on the Mizbeach? L'lamedcha to teach you, Shemaleu im harosh, that these fats are brought up on the Mizbeach with the head, U'mechasa bayis beis hashchita, and they're used to cover over the area of the shchita where the incision was made in the neck of the animal. Why is that? V'zeu derech kavod shamayla, this is a respectful way this carbon is being brought to Hashem, and it's respectful to cover over the area where the shchita was done. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Tes. And its inners and its legs shall be washed in water. V'hikdar kainis hakala mizbecha, and the kain should bring everything on the mizbeach. Ayla, it's an elevation offering. Ishe, a burnt offering. Reach nichayach, a pleasing aroma lahashem to Hashem. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk tes, the third Rashi, nichayach. Why is it a pleasing aroma to Hashem? What exactly is so pleasing about this? Rashi tells us, nachas ruach lefanai, this is a wonderful, pleasing thing to me. Shamarti v'nas ritzaini, I said and you did my will. We listen to Hashem, that is pleasing for Hashem. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yod, v'im minatzein karbonai. If his carbon is from the flock, minakvasim, oymine izim, from sheep or from goats, la'ayla, again, it's going to be a carbon ayla, zachartam yakrivenu, it has to be an unblemished male, v'shachat oysel yarcha mizbeach, and he shall shecht it on the side of the mizbeach, tzafayna, northern part of the mizbeach, lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, v'zarku b'nei Aaron, akanim is dami al mizbeach saviv, and the b'nei Aaron, the kaihanim, shall throw its blood around the mizbeach, v'nitach oysel and sachav, and cut it into its pieces, v'esroshe, v'espedroi, and its head and its fats, v'archa kain oysam, and the kain should arrange them, alo eitzim, on the wood, asher ish, which is on the fire, asher mizbeach, which is on the mizbeach, v'akar v'akrayim yirchatz b'mayim, and the innards and the legs shall be washed in water. V'hikar v'kainis hakol, and the kain should bring everything. V'hikar mizbech and burn it on the mizbech. Oilahu, it is an elevation offering. Ishe, a burnt offering. Reach nichaych Hashem, a pleasing aroma to Hashem. So in this aliyah, we just learned about a carbon oilah, which is brought either from cattle or from sheep or goats. And in next aliyah, we're going to learn about a carbon oilah brought from birds. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the second aliyah in Parshas Vayikra. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.